Praise God. Look at verse 2. Look what verse 2. Put verse 2 up there, because we got to look at this dilemma. What was the dilemma? The dilemma is that Jonah had been praying. Jonah had been fasting. I got to assume that. And then the word came up to Jonah and said, Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. Praise God, that great city. And I want you to cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. Praise God. Now, y'all Bible readers know the story. Praise God. He said, I want you to go down to Nineveh. Amen. Nineveh. I don't want you to go down. I want you to go down. I don't want to call in the streets, because somebody going to say you're picking on my neighborhood. But praise God, I need you to go to Nineveh. Praise God. That wicked city, because it has become so wicked. It has come up before me. But praise God. But Jonah decided that he wouldn't go to Nineveh. In other words, Jonah is saying, Lord, send me anywhere you want to send me. But praise God, don't send me to Nineveh. Yeah. Praise God. And that sort of let me know that he was facing a dilemma. See, Jonah at this time, to me, praise God, was facing some type of prejudice. Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's why I told you I was glad that today is we beginning Black History Month. You see, as people of God, praise God, we have to get out of our comfort zones. Amen. When it comes to going and doing the will of God. And Jonah was probably saying to himself, why Nineveh? You see, Nineveh was a pagan city under the Assyrian Empire, whose people through the generations had been enemies and persecutors of God's people. Praise God. History even tells us, amen, that it was the Ninevites who had done some harm to Jonah's ancestors. So the last people that Jonah wanted to go to and pray for, amen, was the Ninevites. Amen. In other words, he said, send me somewhere else, but don't send me down there. How many times when God has called you and said, I want you to pray for that person that you haven't been speaking to, praise God, for the last year. How many times have God told you, I want you to go and I want you to give something to this person? You say, I can't do that because I really can't stand his or her guts. Praise God. How many times have God told you, praise God, that I need you to do this for me and I need you to do that for me? But praise God, we say we don't want to do it because those are Ninevites. And I even asked myself this question, what if Jesus, praise God, would have said, I'm not going to die on the cross for this certain person or that certain person. But I thank my God that he did.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT Lake Charles, 100.1.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
The census count is meant to tell a social, economic, and demographic story of the United States population so that we can truly practice our democracy. Yet, many are unaware that in a few of the first counts, black people were considered only 3/5 of a person in order to keep political power away from millions of enslaved people in the United States. Still today, many black communities have been significantly undercounted in the census process. Just one of the institutional acts that have led to our communities being severely underfunded in terms of public schooling, healthcare, and many more areas. This discriminatory counting in our census means that many wealthier white communities receive more than their fair share of those resources. It's time to take back necessary public resources for our people. Pledge to complete the 2020 census today. Go to census2020.gov.
There's so much I want to tell you. It's like I lived a thousand lives. Yet my words cannot describe you. Your infinite is magnified. See your hands, I can see your feet, I can feel the thoughts, I hear your heartbeat. I can't wait till I can touch you, I can see your face. Glory, hallelujah.
unimaginable portion of health and strength. We thank the Lord that all night last night, while we slumbered and we slept, the death angel hovered around us, but could not touch us, because you spoke life and told us to wake up early this morning to see the dawn of a brand new day. Somebody need you right now. Somebody sick in their bodies. Somebody thought that the doctors have given them a death sentence. But I know that life and death is in your hand. Jesus, stretch out your healing hand. Stretch out your merciful hand. Stretch out your hand of grace. Do it for us, Lord. We'll never mind for to give you the praise. The poor never shall be thine. In Jesus' name. One of them have got to come back. And I believe, God, that he's going to give you the desires of your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Every 10 years, the federal government conducts a population count of everyone in the U.S. Data from these counts help to inform the parameters of how the government will distribute more than $675 billion to communities annually. This includes you and everyone in your community. This affects funding for schools and other educational institutions, transportation, housing, healthcare, and employment. You can complete your 2020 census online, over the phone, or by mail. Visit www.census2020.gov.